When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Jake, good to see you.
Liam, very good to see you, albeit through a screen.
Yeah, why aren't we in person? What's going on?
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the positives. The positives are that this time last year, we launched a little thing called the Pub Quiz Pod. And somehow, by hook or by crook, we've managed to get an episode out every single week. And each episode has been filmed live in a pub. Now, let me sort of proverbially wipe my cheeks from sucking ourselves off. Because it has now got to the point where Christmas came, and we just needed to just sort of have a little break, I guess. You're going on a big holiday.
I'm going to Thailand for a couple of weeks, aren't I? Which has ruined everything.
But I don't think it has. I think you need it. I think we all need it.
Yeah.
But we love the pod so much, and we love the listener so much. I say listener singular because sometimes that's what it is. I think it's good that we're doing a podcast anyway.
Yeah, we want something to cut out on a Wednesday, don't we? So yeah. Basically, we'll be over Zoom for a few weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely, we'll be out of this by January. It's just going to be a bit of a slow January. Everyone's having one.
Yeah. Even the pod's
having one. And then February, back into it, new guests. There's a Manchester record on the card.
If you have any Mancunian or comedians based in that area, let us know. Email us in. Who would you like to see on the pod?
Equally,
and also, if
anyone knows a good pub in Manchester to record in. But what we need is like a quiet room out the back of a pub or upstairs that is ideally aesthetically looks like a pub and is free. So yeah. If anyone can help with that, that would be great. We're more than happy to pay for drinks at a discounted price. More than happy to do that.
Yeah, we've really asked the listener for quite a lot here. Yeah. Bear with us. We're not going to be doing in-person episodes. We don't really know what these online episodes will be. Whilst you're listening to them, if you could do some research into pubs and comedians, that's about it, really.
Don't do any research. But if there's anyone off the top of your head or a pub that maybe you work at or you frequent,
yes,
that would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. Or another thing, if you're a quizmaster in Manchester, it might be nice to have a Mancunian quizmaster for the Manchester batch of records. That would be nice.
Yeah, keep sending your quizzes in. We've had such an array of wonderful quizzes over the year of doing this. We should also, before we get into the meat of today's episode, chat a little bit about our wonderful Patreon members.
Our five members.
Oh, go on then, you dirty devils. A huge metaphorical hug to Harry, Kennedy, Owen Hayes, at Rosie's Way, and Sam Manful, our five out of fives.
It's Barry.
Huh?
It's
producer Connor's in the chat, everyone.
Barry Kennedy. Oh, yeah. Also, we're not using Zoom. We're using something called Riverside, which we don't know how to use. What we've done in trying to set this first call up, I've accidentally left 8 times. Each time I've left, no one has been given the ability to hit record. So we've got to start a new recording. Producer Connor is here, but we don't know how to get rid of him, so he is just he's in the episode.
He was meant to be like, as a producer, there's a producer feature, so he was sort of meant to be like watching over from sort of a non-visual place, but can't seem to activate that feature, so Connor is now just in the episode on quite terrible Wi-Fi, may I add.
Yeah, really bad. I didn't know your Wi-Fi's got gout as well, apparently. Just sort of, first time I used this thing, Riverside, I was working on developing this Danny Dyer quiz show called The Cheat on Netflix. So we recorded the whole game show on Riverside, finished it, and it just didn't work. The recordings were lost.
You didn't?
Ugh. Yeah. We paid all these contestants like 50 quid each to do it.
Oh,
we paid. We were meant to send it to like the people at Netflix to see it. Like a lot of time and money, and then just Riverside flopped.
Who does that?
The recordings lost.
And we've chosen that to do this.
Well, people seem to like it.
Whose head does that fall on then when Riverside? Because if you're producing, is that on you?
Yeah, sort of, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I mean,
Do you ever get in any? Most people probably know now you've worked as a TV producer before doing a comedy. Do you ever get in any real trouble with anything? Did you ever have to have like a big like Jake you've messed up here?
There's been a few that I was involved in. The thing is, they're all in the grand scheme of things, quite small issues. They get blown up as if like what you're doing is so important. I used to work on The Last Leg, and we were working on they do an episode every single night live for 2 weeks during the Paralympics, which is intense. You're making an hour of telly every single day live, and on the leaderboard for how everyone was doing. Part of my team had spelt Austria, Australia, or one or the other way around.
Right.
And there was a big...
Can I just say, I've exchanged messages with you. I've received messages from you. Mm-hmm. I definitely think you probably did that.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever proofread a message ever. Honestly, it'd be good to... I tell you what, we'll put on Patreon sometime. I'll go through just the chat and our messages and just screenshot any messages which are just like producer Connor
Connor, you can chip in here.
It's mad, isn't it? A collection of some of the maddest fucking messages I've received in my life, and they're all from him.
It's not even all
him, and if you call him out, he edits them, so there's no proof.
Yeah, it's bad. I get so excited to sort of message, I guess.
Sometimes it's not even letters, sometimes it's like full stops instead of letters and just like big gaps and. Fuck, like sometimes it is like you can't, it's like code.
This is one I got the other day. Sam leaving, I have to do some prep for a team formal, haha. And then he corrected it to say to Raw.
Oh my God.
I've got a message to Liam saying it's all a burger with him at the moment. Sorry, I know it doesn't help our meet up. Don't know what that means.
I've got one from Jake. Connor din my fucking head in. RN right now might ditch him from pod. What's up, man?
That's spelt too much correctly.
Weird one to live here. What are you wearing? Fishnets look good. I don't even know what fishnets are. You in fishnets is a nice image. I've never. That's never popped into my head before.
It's never popped into my head. Have I ever worn them? No. Either of you two ever wore fishnets?
No, I did have to wear orange tights when I played King Louis, King of the Monkeys in The Jungle Book in my Year 6 play.
Oh, I remember hearing about this.
I did wear the orange tights then. Other than that, I don't think I've worn fishnets.
No. you've wore a gimp suit, haven't you, Connor?
Yeah, I've done gimp suit. I haven't done fishnets, though.
Yeah.
Why did you have to wear a gimp suit again?
Something for the last leg. I think there was a gimp that kept going to a... Shakespeare playing got in trouble. Naturally, I sat in the audience as a gimp.
Well, that was in the news. There was a gimp that kept on going to a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't working there, so I wasn't really across the news.
Wow. It's a way to get into the news. I really want to get in the news. What should I do? I could dress as a gimp and go to a Shakespeare play. Yeah, I'll do that.
If I do it enough times, it'll surely make a bit of a name for myself.
Liam, what should we do with this wonderful opportunity for an episode here?
I'll tell you what, I did something on Boxing Day. I did a quiz for friends and family who were gathered. There's maybe about 15 of us. I did a pub quiz. Now, I know you've got a lot of experience with it. I haven't. we like to review the Quizmasters, don't we? You know, over the last year, some we've given, there's some we've probably been a bit harsh to, really.
Yeah.
But I've liked to
a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But I've tried to sort of take bits of knowledge on board, bits of wisdom from you, what makes a good quiz, and try to do a quiz for Boxing Day. I'll be honest, a few of the questions I did just nick from previous quizzes, but some of them I did make up myself. So maybe I'll do a few of them for you, and you can
give me a bit of a review. And just so I can sort of picture the scene, who is the audience? It's Boxing Day, you're there. I'm imagining you've handwritten these.
No. It was I did type
on phone.
On laptop.
So you're on laptop. You've got a laptop on your lap.
Yeah.
Fishnets pulled up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who's the audience?
So this is the thing. It was supposed to be youngest. Sister sort of like 22, 23, so that's the youngest going up to, it was supposed to be going up to about 60. My dad was there going up to about 60, but there was going to be some family friends coming. They were ill, they dropped out. There was some replacement friends came in who were all like 80s.
Replacement friends
came in, sort of friends and family. They were all in their 80s, so I wrote a quiz thinking age range 25 to 60, ended up really being going up to about 85, 90.
Wow.
So there was a music round and I thought, this isn't going to land.
Okay. And did you get complaints about that from the replacement friends coming in on Boxing Day? That is an interesting role to have, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a few complaints. My girlfriend's nan said at the end, remind me to never do one of his quizzes again. But she does like to sort of moan. So not going
to
take
she likes
to
moan, and she's also sort of aware of her own impending dementia as well. Do you know what? I hate that so much. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of me going senile, but fuck me if I do go.
Remind me.
I do fucking lose my marbles, the one thing to remind me, don't remind me of your sister's name, don't remind me of the joy I had when I gave birth to your mum, remind me never to do one of those fucking quizzes again.
You
That's
bastard.
The one thing I want to remember. Bloody hell, that was bad. How old is she?
Probably about 80.
Fucking hell. Yeah. She wants to remind
me to never do.
She really is had proper such chuntery. A rich.
She was doing a bit of that. Whenever I looked across it, because I put everyone in random teams of two and do the question, look around, see how people are enjoying it. People like huddled around chatting. Whenever I looked at her, she was doing this.
For the audio listener, that is a pincer movement round the bridge of the nose. Eyes and closed, shaking the head. That is
looking
lovely.
Up to the heavens, either looking up or down.
God, she's thinking to herself, what was worse, Diana dying, rationing, or this fucking shit? Because I tell you what, I've fucking been through it all now. Did she listen to the podcast, that nan?
No, I don't think she knows what the concept of a podcast is. I think there's a lot of people who don't, actually. Sort of older people who don't just totally, which is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I might not know what a podcast is, but I know this is shit.
But remind me to never listen to what. But remind me to never listen to his what.
It's about quizzes, and he does it. Well, if it's anything like this,
I did a. I won't do any of the questions from this now because it's a bit irrelevant. But I did a Christmas round. I had one of my favourite answers I've ever heard. One of the questions was, and this was one of mine. In A Christmas Carol, who is the first ghost to visit Ebenezer Scrooge? Think about it.
Do you know what? I would have absolutely jumped into your trap if you hadn't said think about it. And I would have gone with the ghost of Christmas Past, but I'm going to quickly U-turn it and say it's his old little matey boy, isn't it? Jacob Marley.
It is absolutely indeed. But one of my favourite answers that was wrote down by my girlfriend's mum was Bob Marley.
Visited by the ghost of Bob Marley is absolutely sensational stuff.
The thing is, though, the rest of her team had said Jacob Marley, and then she was scribing, and I think just sort of few glasses of wine in.
Oh, she's just running Jacob,
and just sort of mindlessly. I remember I did it once in a lockdown quiz, a friend of mine doing a quiz, and one of the questions was, who are the two main characters of Peep Show? Who are the actors?
Yeah.
And I put, love Peep Show, one of my favourite sitcoms. I thought, this is in the bank. I put David Mitchell and Howard Webb, former Premier League referee. David Mitchell and Howard Webb.
Is he the one with no eyebrows or the one that's a pedo?
No, not a pedo. He's a bold one. Bold.
With no eyebrows.
He might have no eyebrows. I didn't know that about him, but...
He might he's thinking of the one that looked like a nutter.
What, that old World Cup one, the sort of scary...
Yeah, not him.
You've got to understand the football brain in that man.
It's very much top of the pop, sort of like, you know, just broad strokes, really, yeah.
I like it. There's been a few times recently where I've seen on Jake's story, he's at a Tottenham game, and I just, it just comes into my head going, I bet he is on his phone for 85 minutes of that game. I guarantee that guy is stood there on his phone.
Oh, my
he'll
God.
He'll hear a cheer, he'll look up quickly put his phone away, like, oh, yeah.
Pretend
you've seen what's just happened.
Quickly drop in a bit of trivia about one of the players that he's seen the back of the shirt of.
Yeah, and then just wait for an appropriate moment to get his phone back out.
I was sat next to an older guy who goes every week, and he just turned to me and he said, you miss the ones you're not there for.
What does that mean? It means
absolutely nothing. It's because I'd come back late from half time and I'd missed a goal. And I was like, ah, I missed it. And he's like, oh, you missed the ones you're not there for.
So that applies to absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything that you miss is because you weren't there. Idiot. I'm excited to get straight into this quiz then.
Okay, so...
So I shouldn't have said straight into this quiz when I've just seen we're 17 and a half minutes in. I'm excited to get straight into this quiz.
So I did five rounds of eight, but we won't do all of them. I won't do the Christmas round. I actually don't want to do the general knowledge round because a lot of them I took from Quizmasters who we've had stuff sent in.
Looking forward to get stuck in, though.
I'll tell you what. Here's one. This is a good one. Right, you two could compete. I'm going to do all eight of these questions.
Lovely. Here we go.
Okay, this is... You'll like this. I was a bit inventive here. It's called the maths round, but there's a different... I'll just get into it and you'll see. So question one, film and TV. So the answer for all of them will be a number.
Right.
For film and TV, the year Coronation Street first aired, plus the age of Keira Knightley in Love Actually.
Wow.
So we're looking for a number. So the number is, so the year that Coronation Street first aired, whatever that number is, plus the age of Keira Knightley in Love Actually.
Can we score this as to whoever's closest can win?
For this. Seeing as there's two.
Well, do you know what? It can just be a little extra.
No,
bonus.
I'll tell you what. Whoever's, if someone gets it bang on, they get 2 points. If not, whoever's closest gets a point.
Right. I like that. Two very different forms of media coming together in a maths question there. That's nice.
So, question two, sport. Usain Bolt's world record 100-metre time minus the value of the black ball in a game of snooker.
Oh, we should know that, Jake.
I mean, I think this is going to go into negative numbers, isn't it?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not, because the black ball... Because
You know what? Yeah, put something minus, see what happens.
That's great.
Because Usain Bolt, right? His record's nine seconds or something like that, right? 9 seconds something. The black ball is the most valuable ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about 10 points or something. So I'm going to...
Yeah.
Isn't it? Am I missing something?
No.
I reckon it's about minus one. I really do reckon it's minus one.
Because he ran it in about nine. Black ball is minus one. Got to be ten.
Well, yeah,
so
but
I
the
reckon
thing is,
doing that maths, I reckon it's about minus one.
But you don't have there are so many balls to get through before you get to black. If it is the highest one and you're going up, say, increments of two, the reds are what? They're about one or two.
Question three. Closest will get the point.
So closest to minus one.
I just need to be a positive number.
Question three, geography. We're looking for the number of American states times by the number of letters in Philippines. The word Philippines that times by the number of American states.
Oh, I'm looking at the word, I'm trying to write the word Philippines. And I honestly think every single one of those continents could be a double.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be double L, double P, double N. It could be. I don't know.
I was quite proud of that question, but feel free to rip it apart when it comes to doing the review.
That's a tricky bastard, that one. Very clever. Very Dean of you.
This is all very Dean, you know.
I don't know if you saw, Dean, cover your ears, but there was a comment on YouTube or Spotify saying, unpopular opinion, I don't really like Dean's quizzes.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
He sent him a letter bomb.
Yeah, they've been dealt with.
Yeah.
You know, Dean has got a question mark shaved into his beard. The fact that he sent that person a question mark shaped turd in the post, I think, is absolutely incredible, but manic behaviour from Dean.
Number
four.
It's
a good question, that, mate. But I was very happy to. It was the American states one was the only actual number in any of these that I've known for certain. But then Philippines, I mean, as we've discussed earlier, my spelling's a bit of a travesty.
You're not dyslexic, are you?
Punjabi. rubbish. Rubbish stuff. Rubbish stuff. Yeah.
Great stuff.
sort of northern region.
Number four, food and drink. The ABV of Smirnoff vodka in the UK, times by the number of different types of chocolate in a box of celebrations. So there's a bit of a Christmas hangover on this still with sort of celebrations. Oh, Love Actually. But the ABV of Smirnoff vodka in the UK times by the number of different types of chocolate in a box of celebration.
I reckon Jake's going to get this one because I know he knows all of them in that box.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Are you a bit of a... Why is that? Just from quizzes or is it
from
because
quizzes,
you're a bit of a chocolate fan?
No. It's more from quizzes because I think it's a really good question that, like, it levels everyone out, whether you've got a PhD or whether you never went to school. Everyone can sort of talk about celebrations. I don't mind doing it now, even though it gives Connor a little help because, hey, it's good for what's good for the pod. Snickers... Dairy Milk, Galaxy Caramel, Galaxy, Milky Way, Bounty, Mars, Malteser, little Malteser Truffle. That's eight.
I don't think Dairy Milk and Galaxy are in the same box, mate.
I don't think Dairy Milk is in it at all.
Yeah, that's true enough.
But it is eight. I'm missing one. Milky Way, Galaxy, Galaxy Caramel, Malteser Truffle, Bounty, Snickers, Topic. Is Topic still in? Is Topic still in?
I don't think it was ever in.
Topic was in. Anyway, it is eight.
Do you eat? I can't imagine you eating sweets, Jake. I don't think I've ever seen you eat sweets.
No. I'm not. I don't have a sweet tooth, really. I don't really eat sweets at all.
Yeah. Quite like finding stuff like that out about people. Just sort of random questions.
Yeah. Ask me another one if you want.
No, well, it's got to be natural. It's got to come up naturally.
Yeah.
I don't want to just think
mate,
of them. Don't want to just think of them like
that.
It comes up. I said it was a couple of months ago. It was my girlfriend's mum's birthday. Also around a table having a bit of a birthday dinner. And I asked her, what's your favourite birthday you've ever had? And everyone was like, a bit of a weird question. But I was like, I think that's quite a nice question.
That's a lovely one, yeah. What's yours?
Probably, I don't know. It would be probably being a bit younger, like eight. Probably about eight. Eight always comes to mind when I think of a good year.
Yeah.
I was eight. I remember, I'll tell you what, a memory I do have from when I was definitely eight, and you'll see why I know I was definitely eight. I got in big trouble with my mum when I was eight because she came out to the car one time to see the car had been defaced. The metal had been scratched. Someone had scratched something into the metal on the side of the car. Do you want to know what had been scratched into it? The words, Liam is eight. I'd done it really mindlessly. It wasn't, wasn't even being naughty. I knew
you'd done it.
I remember the moment of doing it. I was stood by the car. I think like we were leaving somewhere, and you know when like parents like chat on the doorstep of when they're leaving and you're waiting by the car, just like, I'm bored now, I'm bored. Bored, didn't know what to do, picked up a little stone.
Mindless.
And I think in my head, I thought, you know when you get a sofa that's a sort of fabric where it's like you can write in it and then you can just brush it off?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like, I thought if I lick my finger and they're like, it'll all just come off.
Oh my God. Even though you had this sort of small filings of metal coming out as you carved.
Yeah, I just thought, I'll lick my finger and rub it and that'll just fall off.
Oh my gosh. Crap. I bet you were in right big trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, the car was only worth about 400 quid, so, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the take home from it. I think the take home was like, what are we raising here? What have I given? I'm all right. Weird. I'm all right with the car thing. I'm more worried about what is this that I've raised here?
Yeah. Imagine the disappointment when I started a podcast. Question five is science, and it is the periodic table number of hydrogen minus the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius.
Ah.
That's got Jake written all over this. I think you'll be absolutely fine here, my friend.
Well, I think we're in minus numbers, aren't we?
At last.
Do you know what I know? Because he's done it before. He's done it before, so he'll do it again.
Jake's gone. We're still in minus numbers. Every answer's been a minus.
Every single one is minus numbers.
Number six is history. So the age of Queen Elizabeth II when she became queen.
Wow.
Plus the year of the Battle of Hastings.
I like both those things. When you did this amongst the family, were you like, right, you've got to get the answer spot on here, otherwise no points?
You know what happened? I started doing the answers and I did cross my mind. I thought, maybe this is a bit tricky. And then I started going, right, you get a point if it's between. And then I was a bit arbitrary being like between, you know, two numbers above, two numbers. And then everyone just started going, you know what, just forget it. Just, you get a point if you get it right. If you don't, you don't. And that worked a lot better.
That's a real, like, let's just get on with the day here.
There was
just,
a bit
just
of that.
Just forget it.
Yeah, there was a bit of that.
What's your thinking in the things you're combining? Because Coronation Street and Love Actually, I think, they're two different sorts of media. That's interesting. Elizabeth I and 10-6 and Battle of Hastings, two historical things, interesting.
Yeah.
American States and spelling the Philippines, is that just because it's like country stuff?
Geography, yeah, 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 yeah.
Got you. And then, yeah, Sport, I see, yes. Well,
you know, Olympics and...
Science, yeah, Blackboard. Nice.
I didn't think that bit needed explaining. I thought that was quite clear what was going on. It's not, you don't get a point for doing the link of, is it because when you say science, the two questions are to do with science?
Things from science.
There's no bonus point for going,
No, on reflection, it didn't really need mentioning, actually.
Number seven, literature. The title of George Orwell's famous novel published in 1949 minus the number of main Harry Potter books. Really, this is really for Jake, isn't it? I didn't know when I was doing this. This was for you.
I think I know that one.
And then finally, nature. The number of legs on a dragonfly divided by the number of hearts an octopus has.
I don't know. I've forgotten how many hearts an octopus has.
No, you haven't. It's come up like a dozen times on the podcast this year, I reckon.
I know, but like honestly, there are so many animals with so many mental amounts of body parts. I'm lost with it all. Fucking lost with it all. We've got cows with four stomachs. We've got prawns with 10 legs. We've got octopi with eight tentacles.
We've got pigs with a curly dick.
You know, well, don't talk about Connor like that. He's on the podcast, but we've got Liam with an erection. I just think there's so many different. I'm sick to death of it. I'm sick to death of it. I really am.
Should we do the answers?
Yes, please.
So should we do it? If anyone's bang on, 2 points. Whoever's closest gets a point. Or would you rather just a point?
That's nice.
Should we do that? So there hopefully should be a winner. So Year Coronation Street first aired, plus The Age of Keira Knightley in Love Actually, we were looking for 1960.
Okay.
1960 plus 17. So the answer would have been 1977.
What have you got, Connor?
1982.
I got 1975.
Oh, Jake's closer. But well done. You were both very close. You were both very close.
I got it sort of, I got it by accident, really. I mean, I should have been, I was sort of far away in both respects, but they leveled each other out. Coronation Street, I put 1954 instead of 1960.
Oh, that's outrageous.
What is that? That's not that outrageous. So 6 years.
That was closer on both of them.
And then Keira Knightley put 21 on instead of 17.
And what did you put, Connor?
64 and 18.
Oh, it's harsh, isn't it? Because Connor has actually been closer there. Number two. So Usain Bolt's world record time was 9.58.
Okay.
Minus
10.
Seven. Seven. So the answer is 2.58.
Right. What have you put, Connor?
Well, I put 2.87, so I'd like to hear yours.
I've got minus 1.7.
So Connor's closer. Yeah.
Annoying. I think it's that point. It's that minus 0.7 that just tipped me too far in the other direction. I don't think it's that fucking mental. So I thought it was 9.71, and I thought the black was 10.
No, but what was mental was that you stuck with it when Liam was laughing in your face, who loves snooker.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's his mental snooker, that. That's his mental snooker. Playing mind games.
Mind snooker he's playing. He snookered you with his mind. Geography, number of states in America, that is, Jake?
50.
It is 50. Times by 11. So the answer is 550. What have you guys put, Connor?
550.
Oh, Jake?
550.
Ooh, both 2 points.
I've got 550, and you know what? I'm just looking up the spelling. I think I've spelt it wrong, but I still managed to somehow spell it.
It's a double P.
Oh, I've spelled it wrong as well.
Do you know what? I've spelled it with double L. I've actually got 12 letters in there, but I've just counted how many letters there are wrong. I've got it wrong.
I've counted
11 letters. I've counted 11 letters, and I've actually written 12 down. But that's worked in my favour to get 550.
He's accidentally crashing into a win. This is outrageous.
That is a close shave. That
2 points for both of you.
Is anyone keeping track of who's got the most points? I'm not.
I think it's level at the minute. You were closer on the first one. Connor's closer on the second one, and both got 2 points for that one. So you're both on three. Food and drink. The ABV of Smirnoff Vodka in the UK is 37.5.
Fuck.
Times by, you were right, Jake, 8 different types of chocolate in a box of celebrations. I think the one you were missing was Twix.
Oh, Twix or Topic. It changes, doesn't it? Okay. So what?
Never admit you're wrong. Never admit you're wrong.
So the answer is 300.
Right.
I reckon we both put 320.
I've got 280. So we're both equally far apart.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was 35%, the ABV.
So what did you think it was, Connor? 40?
Yeah, I thought it was 40.
Yeah. Straight down the middle. So both of you get a point. So it's still level, still level.
Yeah.
Science, periodic table number of hydrogen, that is 1. Minus the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius, that is 100. Jake, it's finally happened. It's minus 99.
Oh, lovely. That's what I've got. Yeah, Connor, what you got?
I put minus 96. For some reason, I thought it was 4.
Fucking hell, what an idiot.
So 2 points for Jake.
What a stupid fucking idiot.
We should have a bit more of that on the podcast, I reckon. A bit more, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You twat. How'd you get that wrong?
Does the D in producer stand for fucking dumb fuck? Dumb fucking idiot.
I'm just saying, like, we do have this in the podcast anyway. I'm constantly getting this.
Yeah, true. Sorry. Yeah, that's true. Number six, the age of Queen Elizabeth II when she became queen, plus the year of the Battle of Hastings. She was 25 when she became queen. Plus 1066, so the answer is 1091. 1091. What did you put, Connor?
1088.
1088. So you thought she was what?
I thought she was 22, but that was a pure guess.
And what did you put, Jake?
I thought she was 21. So I got 1087 and one behind.
Oh, so Connor takes a point there. So Connor's one behind Jake at the minute. This is nicely poised.
This is really nicely poised.
Literature. The title of the famous... This is the one, Connor, you thought you got bang on. So the title of the famous George Orwell novel is obviously 1984 minus the number of main Harry Potter books. That is 7. So the answer was 1,977.
Yeah.
Bang on, Connor.
Yeah.
2 points. Jake?
1977, yeah.
2 points. So it is... I don't know exactly what scores you're on, but I know, Jake, you're 1 point ahead going into the final question. The number of legs on a dragonfly, that is 6, divided by the number of hearts an octopus has, that is 3. So the answer is 2. Connor?
Guess in.
Yeah, I got it as well.
Got it.
So Jake, you've done it by a point. Oh, and then...
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Liam, sorry. As a quiz master, are you not sort of neutral as to who you want to win? Because it's just, it was weird. It was rather than being like, and the winner is Jake. It went like, your natural thing was like, ah, oh, fuck's sake, Jake, you've done it by one. No. That seems like
I wanted a bit more of a Grand Slam finish. I wanted a tie break. It wasn't about who won. I just wanted it to go to like a...
Okay. Just getting that cleared up because it just, on the surface, yeah, no, it was sorry. Like, you seem gutted.
I can see how that sounds.
Absolutely gutted.
What do you think? And that was my best round, I think, that I did. Let's have a little review of that.
I thought it was absolutely fascinating because it got you talking about lots of different subjects. I can imagine in those teams, you know, your girlfriend and her nan, they're chatting about all sorts of bits and bobs, a periodic table, the Philippines, they're talking about octopi. But fuck me, you've got to guess a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
You've got to guess a lot of numbers. And if you're off by a fraction, the whole question's ruined. Which is, you know, it's just, that's just the price you pay, I suppose, in this sort of round. Connor, what do you think?
I didn't mind that, though. Once it was you get a point for being closest, I didn't mind that because I feel like every number I had a rough ballpark I could guess for it.
Mm.
Interestingly, then, it's not so much about... I don't think this hangs on the questions. This hangs on how you, as a quizmaster, intend to score it.
Yeah, and I should have had a clear vision about going into it because then I started dabbling with, like, right, you get a point if you're within this sort of margin, and then it was just all like...
What it is? It's that you want to be able to write an answer down and be like, you know what? There's a chance. There is a chance. And if you know that, like, you don't have to get it spot on because you might get some cash in the bank for being the closer person, then you're like, right, look, we don't necessarily know how many letters are in Philippines, but we still got a chance here because it's 11 or 12.
Yeah.
But I mean, in this version of it, on the pod, we had that, which I thought was delightful.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're
really, really nicely done, mate. Really, really enjoyed that.
Cheers, I'll guys. Give that appreciate
good
that.
Three out of, good 3 out of 10. That honestly, really, really. I thought it was fantastic. Playability. If anyone is listening, do tell us. Do you miss those old categories of playability and range of questions? And would you like those ratings to come back? I don't mind. I'd be open to it.
What's it now? Playability and accessibility, or range of questions and accessibility?
So it's just like, look, how was it? Basically, how was it? That's it.
I remember once there was a comment of someone going, "Can you, for like the love of God, please stop asking them to rate their experience?"
I thought
that was the safe question, but someone was like,
and also, God, you know, it includes everything. Do you like me?
Includes
do you like me? That's what we're asking. Rate the whole thing. Do you like me? Do you like him? Do you like, what about him? And what about here?
I think it was on the boozier ones. You did get a little bit like, do you like us? Do you like us? Have you had fun? You two just hammered while one guest is there like, when can I leave?
Oh, God. Do you want to stay for a drink? Not really. What were you two? Wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was going to want to stay for a drink. Already drunk on the record.
Ah. Liam, that was a glorious, glorious experience. Thank you very much for sharing not just your quiz, but I think a little insight into your sort of Christmas period. And should we do a rating of something? Actually, what's your rating of having Connor on the pod?
Oh, you know what? I've quite liked it.
Yeah,
I've quite liked it. You've not done too much. I think you've got the balance bang on, actually.
Yeah.
I'll get a word in with you too, isn't it?
Yeah. Out of 10, Liam?
Out of 10 on the pod, I'd say good 7.
Yeah, nice.
Take that.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep going into minus numbers all episodes, so I'll probably leave it there.
Nice little callback. Lovely
stuff. Well, I have really enjoyed the first of these just couple of online episodes. Do come back next week for some more lovely quizzing fun.
Yeah. So we will be online for the next couple of weeks, and then after that, it will be the main show. But we might keep on doing these anyway once a week. So there'll be 2 episodes a week if you can stomach it.
Yes. Yeah. If you want any bonus stuff, we're going to continue doing these in addition to our new big sort of relaunch of the main pod.
And an extra one potentially on Patreon.
Yes, so do follow us on Patreon to get episodes early and get these bonus episodes as well. But for now, see you later, guys.
See you later, guys.